Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. And as we draw to a conclusion of the time we've been spending on the importance of the Holy Spirit, today I'd like us to focus on the reasons the Holy Spirit desires to empower us. In other words, the purpose of the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And first of all, as I said, there are 7 points I'd like to share with you today. And then we're going to pray at the end of the broadcast. He empowers us, the Holy Spirit, to live the Christian life. We certainly cannot do it in our own strength, but through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can live an ever-increasing, fruitful, and victorious Christian life. Luke 24:49 says, these are the words of Jesus, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you." Again, notice the choice of words, not within, but upon you. "But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." And then in the closing verses of the Gospel of Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 15 through 18, these are the words of Jesus. He said unto them, this is just before he went up into heaven, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." There's a choice. God honors free will. "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents." That's not literal snakes, but it means they shall lay hold of demon spirits in the spirit, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. In other words, God gives us power and authority over all power of the enemy. And then, if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. So, some will say, well, that doesn't belong. Those are not in the original translations. However, as I've said time and again, there are about 4,200 Greek manuscripts. 680 contain the Gospel of Mark, and only two have these disputed verses, as some of the liberal theologians would have you believe. They don't really approve of that, so they'd rather not have those words of Jesus in red in the gospel. But the three Latin versions all have them. This was never questioned until the 4th century. We know the devil is very clever in his whatever ways he can bring deception and illusion and disillusionment to rob God's people of their identity in Christ and the power that we have through Jesus' victory. So, all right, he empowers us to live a Christian life. And the purpose of the Holy Spirit, just as Jesus did nothing except he saw the Father show him or direct him, the Holy Spirit's purpose in our lives is to exalt Jesus in and through our lives. Acts 2:33 says, Peter's sermon, this was on the day of Pentecost, "This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received with the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this, which ye now see and hear." In other words, what you're seeing, this is not, they're not, these men are not drunken as you suppose, but it is the promise of the Father that they are being filled with the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And in John 16, the 14th chapter, and this is speaking of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, "He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall shew it unto you." So the Holy Spirit empowers us to live a Christian life. He exalts Jesus in and through our lives. He gives us an effective prayer life. Romans 8:26-27 says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought." Sometimes words we just don't know how to pray for certain situations, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Beloved, you can't get better than the Holy Spirit praying for you and through you. The Holy Spirit, this is now very practical, down-to-earth daily advice. He quickens our mortal bodies. If you're weary and tired, physically, emotionally, Romans 8:11 gives us a promise, but of the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. And 5, the Holy Spirit, this is wonderful. He gives us, and he's not an it, he's a person. He can be your very best friend. He gives us a foretaste of our inheritance in the things to come, in the coming age. Oh, there's nothing that should stir and excite your heart and bring joy to every part of your being than to know all these things we're going through shall pass, and the glories of being with Jesus await us and being with our loved ones that have gone before. Hebrews 6:4-5 says, and this speaks of those who were once enlightened. He goes on to say, and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. This says if they've once been enlightened and they turn away, it's impossible to renew them again to repentance. And then in Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 13 and 14, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. In other words, we're sealed with the Holy Spirit. Our final and complete salvation comes when we're with the Lord, when we are changed, when we receive that glorified body, which is just like Jesus's body at the last trump. The dead in Christ shall precede us. Those of us who are alive and remain shall rise up to be with the Lord forever. The dead shall precede us. We shall meet the Lord in the clouds to ever be with him. So it's a promise. It's an inheritance of the joys that await those that have said yes to the Lord. The sixth, these are reasons why it's important to have the empowering of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us understand, and more than that, he gives us power to apply the Word of God. You know, if we just hear the Word of God, if we're just faithful churchgoers, even if we read the Bible every day, if we don't apply it to our lives, if we just read it as a textbook and we don't apply it, then James says we're deceived. If we don't obey, if we just are hearers of the word and not doers, we deceive ourselves. That's a terrible thing, because if we're self-deceived, the bottom line is we don't even know we're deceived. That's why it's important we pray and ask the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth. Let us examine our hearts to see whether or not we be in the faith. So we have to understand and apply the word of God, John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And in John 16:13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Isn't that a wonderful promise? For he shall not speak of himself, but so whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. And lastly, point number 7 I'll share with you, the Holy Spirit enables us to know God's direction and guidance for our lives. Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And so, beloved, I said we would end the broadcast in prayer, so let's do that. There may be some of you who have not yet received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. That is that heavenly prayer language that God will give to you, and He gives to all of His children. It's not just for a select few. And I remember years ago, I was just newly saved. I was saved and filled with the Spirit in the first month back in, goodness, it was May of 1973. And I was being told about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I didn't really quite fully understand it, but all I knew was, wow, boy, I'd gotten saved, and if that's what God had for me, I didn't need to understand it. I just knew that I wanted it. So at a home Bible study, I had hands laid upon me. They prayed for me to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I didn't say a word. I was a very shy, introverted person at that point in time. I still am, basically, but God has made me, obviously, an extrovert to enable to do the things that I do, that He has me do in ministry. But when I got home, I said, okay, Lord, I received by the Holy Spirit by faith, and then I just began to allow the Holy Spirit to give me utterance. I had to speak. I had to, all by myself, open my mouth, and in a matter of record short time, the Holy Spirit gave eloquence and frequency. And now it is not some strange power that comes upon you. It is simply a choice of your will, and you choose to pray in the Holy Spirit. And so this may be familiar knowledge to all of you, but there may be others who don't know. And so now you have Scripture and your own experience that you can share with others and lead them into the beauty and the strength that comes in relationship with the Holy Spirit. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray very simply, those who have not received the fullness of the Holy Spirit baptism, I pray that you will come upon them right now. And by faith, Father, I impart the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, that you will enable them to be able to speak by an act and choice of their will in that heavenly language you've given them, and they shall edify themselves and grow in the knowledge and revelation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank you for it. Amen. A simple prayer, but that's all it takes is simple faith, childlike faith, and simplicity of prayer of heart, and God will give us a heart's desire. Well, beloved, I thank you for joining me, and as I bring this broadcast to a close, I thank you for your prayers. I invite you to write and share your prayer requests. Know that I love you deeply and pray for you every day, my UCM partners, my radio family. I invite you to write, share those needs. If you would like a personal letter, I invite you to share your mailing address if you choose to email. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.